Continuing Siman Reish Pei Aleph, the Rambam says the minig yifimar ben zmiras for Shabbos. Each place according to its minig. We say many additional kapitlach of tilim in the Pesukah Zimra of Shabbos. He says zmiras for Shabbos. We say nishmas. And the Rambam says that anything that you left out, you don't have to go back for it. You're not machzir nesai. Except if in Brachas Kriyas Shma somebody left out lekel shavas, that's something that after Shmona Esrei once you go back and say it. Shmur explains to go back to Shaykh Nesla Kotva Morim and continue from there and say the Kel Shashavas. As opposed to anything else that one forgot or left out, he should not go back. There's no reason to go back and say it after Shmona Esrei. Even someone left out Nishmas, he does not go back for it. The Biralacha discusses if somebody realized when they started Yishtabach they did not say Nishmas, so if they didn't start the Bracha, maybe they should go back to that. Nishmas is an integral part of the Shabbos Pesukah the Zimra, and what should not skip Nishmas, one cannot skip Baruch Shamar Asher Nishtabach. The other things that are added for Pesukah Zimra on Shabbos, other kapitloch, they could be skipped if necessary in order to catch up and get filled with tzibur. Now, Shabura says, somebody realized before the Baruch Atah Hashem of Yitzim Ha'iris, they did not say Lekel Shashavas, they should go back to Lekel Shashavas. The Mishabura brings to the Chayyodim that somebody, the Chachilah, should not skip the Nisar of Lekel Shashavas, and not even skip any part of Kol Yaducha to get filled with tzibur, because all these things are mentioned in the Zayar, so apparently it's part of Nisar Bracha. We discuss if somebody's passed the Baruch Atah Hashem of Yitzim Ha'iris, so then, the only thing that's left to do is wait till after Shemoneh Esrei and go back to Shevach Nois Tamlan, the Keresh Shavas. They don't go back to anything else. But before that bracha, you should not skip anything, l'chatchilo, even to catch to a little bit tzibur. It says in the Rambam that you should be lahanim, bezmiris, imayach, and lahanim, say nicely the zmiris, and the gunim, Mishtabur says, and the gunim, same way you're supposed to do a psukah zimra. Mishtabur is not imayach too much. The kamayna re maflik about the gnus, the bad thing about the people who sing too much, and they separate the words and the oisius properly of the words, they pronounce the words wrong. And Mr. Burris' bigger kilkel comes out at the end of the bracha, they sing, and the tzibur either says amen before the bracha is finished, or they sing after the end of the bracha, and the tzibur says amen when it's already too late. But in general, if one does it properly, the Rambam says one should daven the davening of Shabbos nicely, and when the Rambam says one should not be moicha against people who are marich in the Shabbos morning davening, even though the one is being moicha and protests is mechavan to avoid bittul Torah, it's appropriate to daven the Shabbos morning davening nicer and to sing it properly if it's a little longer. However, the Rambam says be careful not to, it shouldn't go too long. You have to eat before Shalosh Shishas, like discussed in Reish Peches. And Mr. Burris is also to be careful not to miss Isman Kriya Shema Isman Tefillin. The Sharetzin, he says that it's better daven be Yechidus than someone's going to say Kriya Shema or daven after this man. Siman Reish Pei Beis of Aleph, Kriya Zatera and Mafti on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says we take out Sefer Torah, we learn 7 aliyahs on Shabbos. So he wants to be Moisef, he can Moisef more than 7 aliyahs. Mr. Burris says that when they open the Aron Kodesh, take out the Sefer Torah, you say Brich Shmei, both on Shabbos and during the week, and the one who's giving and passing Sefer Torah should always be held in the right hand. Even the left, he holds it with his right hand, holds on the right side, just like everyone else. The Sharetzin explains that Torah is nitna b'yamin, mimina ish das lamay. So even if somebody is personally a lefty, there's, by definition, the right side is the yamin of the mimina ish das lamay. Now, these 7 aliyahs, the Mishnah brings as Zman Mishnah, the minhag was the first oila made the bracha in the beginning, Asher Bracha Banu, and the last oila made the bracha then, Asher Nasla and Teres Emes. The people in the middle were yetzer with those brachas of the beginning and the end. And that's why, you know, you can have as many aliyahs as you want, and just one beginning, bracha beginning, one bracha on the end. The Zman Gemara, the Mesak, and the every oila should make a bracha in the beginning and the end, like we do nowadays. And therefore, Mishnah says that some say that it's not connected to the Moisif, more aliyahs, because you might have more unnecessary brachas, not ma'ari brachas necessarily. Mishnah Berurah says, Malkum Betzarech, there's a simcha, there's a chas, and a bris milah, there's a lot of people to give aliyahs to. It says, Pasha, then you can still might have add on aliyahs. There are masses on the Yom Tov also you can add on over the 5 aliyahs. He brings it out from the Rambam and others. But the Mas says that some say that Yom Tov should not be Maisiv, and that's our minhag nowadays, that we're not Maisiv over the 5 aliyahs in Yom Tov, except for Simchas Torah, they make extra aliyahs and opportunity. Like Mishnah Berurah says, everyone to be Kari B'Torah, B'Shas Asiyah Matera, and therefore on Simchas Torah, Samach HaRoi Peskan, they allow being Maisiv aliyahs on Yom Tov. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that in general, even on Shabbos, one should not be Maisiv too many as Tirchot Tziburah, unless people have Tainas, they didn't get an aliyah, they're going to feel bad, they're going to be upset, then we just give them the aliyah. Shabbos, there's 2 parashas, so it's 3.5 aliyahs in the first parasha and 3.5 in the second parasha. That was the 4th aliyah, that's where split 2 parashas happens. If somebody wants the most of aliyahs, the hisaf of aliyahs should be done in the second parasha, not in the first parasha. This way, the split of the 2 parashas still take place during the 4th aliyah during Revi. Now, when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says he could add aliyahs over the 7 aliyahs. The fact that it's Yom Tov, we don't usually add Yom Tov, doesn't take away from the fact that also Shabbos, else, Kedusha Shabbos, we can make 7 aliyahs plus. When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, they should not add extra aliyahs over the 7, because the Rashi Parshas of the Hal aliyahs are broken up Yom Kippur, is worked out to end with Mili de Kapara. The Rambam says that the Haftar and Yom Tov is not, the Maftar and Yom Tov is not for the 5 Kruim. Mishnah Berurah explains that the Parshas and the Atzmai, that's an addition to the 5 aliyahs of Yom Tov, because that's something else. And since anyway, you see, you can moisif on Yom Tov extra aliyahs, so the maftir is a separate sixth aliyah.